Now, manufacturing in Wisconsin takes a step into artificial intelligence. This month, Microsoft announced that it's investing more than $3 billion in Racine County over the next 2 years.
At the former site of Foxconn, Microsoft plans to build a new data center expected to bring more than 2,000 construction jobs to Wisconsin and an unspecified number of long-term jobs.
The plan includes a partnership with UW-Milwaukee. Microsoft says it will establish a co-innovation lab with the university's Connected Systems Institute.
In an announcement, UW-Milwaukee says the lab will work on artificial intelligence projects with as many as 270 Wisconsin businesses, half of them in manufacturing.
Joe Hammond is the executive director of UW-Milwaukee's Connected Systems Institute. Joe, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Absolutely.
All right, we've got this incoming Microsoft Co-Innovation Lab and UW-Milwaukee, the Connected Systems Institute there, a big part of this. Can you talk about the mission of this cooperative effort?
Sure. So up front, I'll say, you know, big thanks to foundational partners that got us to where we are today. Certainly Microsoft, as well as Rockwell Automation and Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation have been really instrumental in bringing CSI to life, putting us on the map, and have been a key enabler to bringing this new investment from Microsoft to Wisconsin, part of which will be at Connected Systems Institute at UW-Milwaukee. Microsoft has a series of these AI co-innovation labs across the world. The new co-innovation lab that will live at UW-Milwaukee, Connected Systems Institute, is going to be unique. It'll be the first AI co-innovation lab for Microsoft, strictly focused on manufacturing. Also, it's going to be unique in that it'll be the first AI co-innovation lab that is at an institute of higher learning, a university. And so, you know, with this, we'll create a lot of unique opportunities, not only for local, regional, nationwide manufacturers to come and learn and experience, but also a lot of opportunity for faculty and students here at the university to experience hands-on what is AI in manufacturing.
With the work we're going to have here in Wisconsin applied to manufacturing, what kind of AI are we talking about?
There's generative AI applications that can be used to proactively look ahead and help manufacturers forecast changes, help them more intentionally optimize their operation, how they're making the product, how materials flowing through their plant, how their people are actually working in the environment as well. What comes along with that is the necessity for high quality data. And I think that will be, as we're learning from Microsoft, that will be one of the key pieces of education is working with manufacturers to help them understand the need to build that high quality data set so that solutions in their operation will be impactful.
Microsoft estimates that the Co-Innovation Lab is going to work with as many as 270 Wisconsin companies by 2030. Most of those, or at least half of those, manufacturing businesses. Suppose somebody out there is saying, hey, I own or run a manufacturing plant. I'm interested in this stuff. How do they get involved? What can they do to play along with this?
Sure. It's a great question. And honestly, it's an answer that we are still understanding right now with the Microsoft team. You know, the model that Microsoft uses at their other AI co-innovation labs across the world, it's a sliding scale. It could be anything from a morning or an afternoon consulting session where the manufacturer or the industry company comes in to learn. And it could scale all the way to a 9 to 12 week, very tightly scoped project where Microsoft helps the industry partner build a prototype of a solution that ultimately they can go and deploy in their own operation. So it's there's a lot of different ways to get involved, part of the model that Microsoft follows really is education, right? Is informing and educating the company, in this case, the manufacturer, as to where the artificial intelligence tools can make the best impact within their business to drive the right type of improvement.
As you mentioned, this is with an institution of higher learning, UW-Milwaukee. What kind of opportunities are you hoping to see in this new collaboration for students, faculty, and staff at UW-Milwaukee?
Well, I think first and foremost, the unique opportunity to have a place like this, like the AI Co-Innovation Lab at UWM, it fits nicely with our educational and our research mission. And that's to bring real opportunities to our students, faculty, and staff. You mentioned earlier roughly 270 companies coming through this co-innovation lab by the year 2030. That metric will create a really outstanding volume of hands-on learning opportunities for students and faculty members, for that matter, to get involved with. Talk about a diverse internship. I'm envisioning the future state where we have a team of interns working with us here at Connected Systems Institute. And as part of their internship, they get exposure to 5, 10, 15 unique projects at this AI co-innovation lab over the course of a summer or a semester. So diverse hands-on learning opportunities for students for sure, and for faculty members as well.
We're talking about a new partnership between Microsoft and UW-Milwaukee. Our guest Joe Hammond oversees the university's Connected Systems Institute. Joe, what is the timeline you see for when we're going to see Microsoft's part of this up and running and your collaboration with Microsoft rolling, and we'll start to see companies and students participating?
That's a great question. We're working through some of the, I would say, planning logistics right now. We have some space adjacent to our Connected Systems Institute facility that we're going to be refurbishing and building out to really house the Microsoft team that'll be joining us here at CSI. Timeline for that is still to be determined. We are, I'd say we're optimistically looking anywhere from 4 to 6 months where we have activity starting to be up and running in the lab.
This partnership is new, but the Connected Systems Institute at UW-Milwaukee has been around for a handful of years now. Can you talk about the sort of things you've been doing even before this Microsoft thing came on the radar?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll just add up front, I'm still very much the new guy here. I've been with Connected Systems Institute now for about 6 months. I came previously from 13 years in industry, locally with a company called Regal Rexnord Corporation, where when I left, I was leading engineering for one of their business segments. The history of Connected Systems Institute, it's been around for about 7 years in concept. Was initially born out of an idea that leadership at UWM and executive leadership at Rockwell Automation had. And really the idea was to build a place with a focus on driving enhancements for manufacturing workforce of the future. And so, along with that, over the past several years, CSI has advanced. Current state, we have and we support educational offerings for the incumbent workforce to prepare them for jobs of the future in manufacturing. And also we've added to that that foundation of education, a consortium of industry partners who are focused on coming together and collectively building a strong network where we can share wins that help everybody learn and grow faster as the pace of technology solutions and manufacturing advances. And what comes along with that are new opportunities for really industry-informed research that will that our faculty members at UWM can focus on to really respond to critical needs, critical technology needs of manufacturers in industry today.
I want to talk about the future of AI in business. And depending on who I read, Joe, AI is going to radically transform the way we work in the world, or it's all smoke and mirrors and it's a fad and we're not going to hear about it in 5 years. What do you see as the potential for AI in Wisconsin manufacturing in particular?
Many are already using it and they may not even know. I think the productivity gains to be had with, you know, what I would define as, and I'll say this, you know, full disclosure, I'm not the AI expert, right? But many of us are using it for simple productivity gains, you know, email writing, drafting reports, et cetera, that takes time out of our day, that helps us get more work done. Certainly that will have impact in industry manufacturing applications across the state. Beyond that, you know, it's a powerful problem solving tool that when armed with the right data can be used very effectively to optimize, you know, and solve complex problems that could exist in an operation. You know, ultimately that when intentioned the right way, will yield a positive impact for that manufacturer's business. And that's really the, you know, one of our big objectives here at CSI is to give manufacturers the tools they need to apply technologies in the right way to give positive impact to their business.
As somebody who works maybe at a factory now might hear all that and say, hey, wait a minute, is this going to be a new form of automation that's ultimately going to put me out of a job? Is this something that could shake up the workforce and allow us to get by with fewer workers and maybe leave more people out of work?
You know, I would argue the opposite. And this is really a core tenet of our work at CSI. And that is, we need to give the existing workforce, the current incumbent workforce rather, and the future workforce, we need to train them differently, because the jobs of yesterday, where I may have worked on an assembly line, where I stood for an 8-hour shift and I put two pieces together. Now that job can be automated, true. And now my job is different. Now I need to understand how to program and how to gather data from the robot that's performing that automated assembly. And perhaps I need to learn how to do some advanced automation tasks that I wasn't aware of before automation came into my value stream. So there's you know, when done right, and there are a handful of really good examples to share in the region of companies who have successfully integrated tools like automation, and at the same time given their employees chances to learn and grow, which is really what we're after.
Another concern about data center development in particular, this is from a WPR report, the U.S. Office of Energy Efficiency and Renewable Energy said, these data centers are basically energy hogs. They consume 10 to 50 times the amount of energy per floor space of a typical office building. Is this a worry, the amount of energy that's going into these data centers that we need to power these very complex AI algorithms?
Oh, it's a good question. And, you know, it points to a unique opportunity we have, which is different forms of compute technologies that are in really development phase right now that will be more energy efficient, which will allow for more of these advanced AI algorithms, to be running.
Joe, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us.
Thank you.
Joe Hammond is Executive Director of UW-Milwaukee's Connected Systems Institute. The Institute is partnering with Microsoft to house the nation's first manufacturing-focused AI co-innovation lab.